Welcome to VG Times 3, the internet's only source for video game news and trivia.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to the show. VG Times 3, I'm your host, Rise Like Phoenix. This week on the show, the voice actors may be hitting the mute button on the video game industry pretty soon. Samsung is blowing up all over YouTube, and Rockstar Games dropped a red-hot tweet that left us all dead. With me this week, as always, Giant Shock.
What's up?
Mr. Max Barracuda.
What's up?
And not your average occurrence, we have a guest. Clint. Clint, you want to say what's up?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey, Clint. You want to tell us where you're from?
Sure. I'm host of the Geek Dig podcast, which I do with my buddy Skip, who's one of the guys from Attention Deficit Order. And I'm also part of the Green Up Gaming podcast, the Ridiculous Ramblings podcast, and the Horrible Gamers podcast.
Damn, dude. So you're doing a lot of podcasts. You're busier than I am. I'm always complaining about it, but you're the real deal.
I make it work.
You want to tell us your gamer tag and what system you predominantly play?
Yeah, sure. My gamer tag across all platforms is Vengeful Jedi. Nice. I play primarily on the Xbox One. I'm occasionally on the PS4. That's the same tag on Steam, but I just got a new laptop recently, and I don't have it on there yet, so...
All right, that's just like me, man. I'm a Rise Like Phoenix across the board. You know, I like staying consistent. I like killing somebody in Call of Duty on Xbox One, and they're like, Rise Like Phoenix! And then he just sees me on PlayStation 4, and he's like, Rise Like Phoenix!
Haunt him.
Yeah, I love that kind of shit. What's your favorite game?
Skyrim.
Good answer.
Oh, that's man.
Good answer.
And
we'll talk about that later.
Actually, I have a very close second to that, too, is actually the original Bioshock.
Also, good
answer.
Yeah,
that's a great answer. Even better than Skyrim.
Dan doesn't have a lot of love for Skyrim for some reason.
Well, we'll actually talk about that when we discuss the question of the week.
I gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And what genre are you usually playing? And that's the last one, I promise.
Lately, I've been playing a bit more shooters. Gears of War 4, Battlefield 1, was playing Battlefield 4 before that. That, and I do like some racing games. The Forza games, Rocket League...
Yeah, Rocket League.
Like to break out the old Burnout games every once in a while.
Rocket League's about my extent of racing games. And sports games.
That's like a
combined.
Two birds, one stone.
Yeah. Cool, man. Cool. Good to have you on the show. It's awesome to have another video game host. It's great. If you ever want to take the reins, just do it. I'll just kick back in the back seat.
Sure, just let me know when.
Right now in the show, we usually go over what's new or whatever we're... It's usually what we're playing, but sometimes it's just what's got us hot. So, what's new, everybody? You guys may have noticed that I got most of my old clips back.
Yeah, these are old
recovered from my old computer. So, you'll be hearing a lot of those, especially your favorite one.
Nice.
If you remember.
Yeah.
What's new, brother? What are you playing, John Shock?
I've just been exclusively playing Gears of War still, man. I'm still getting my
face... Let's tag team this bitch. That's what I've been doing, man.
Still getting my face melted in fucking insane mode and story, and then we've been playing...
Shame on you for stepping into insane mode without your buddy Rise Like Phoenix.
Shame on you playing it on easy.
Who the fuck do you think you are playing without me?
Whatever, you fucking... You're like the hero of easy mode.
I'm in the trenches of versus. I'm deep within the internet.
Bro, you want to play the prologue,
I play nothing
bro?
But competitive.
I got the prologue
I play
on
competitive.
Lock,
yeah, the pro. Speaking of the prologue of Gears, Clint, have you been playing the Gears of War 4? You said you have been?
Oh, hell yeah.
You've been playing online, or have you been playing campaign mode?
I've been doing the campaign co-op and the horde mode. I jumped into a little bit of the multiplayer last weekend with the double XP that they had going on.
Yeah, I was all up in that.
But, you know, then I also had early access into Battlefield 1 and other distractions, so...
Oh, okay. All right, so are you playing Battlefield 1 more, or are you playing Gears?
Oh, definitely Gears.
Yeah.
Battlefield 1 came out yesterday for like the first edition or whatever. And the game actually comes out on Friday, which I thought was weird that
they've been doing it. If you preload, I mean, it depends. They run all sorts of different things. Gears did the same thing. If you preloaded on your Xbox, you got 3 days.
I didn't realize that.
You did preload it on your Xbox.
I did, and I didn't realize.
And you're sitting there talking to me like, oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
No, but I didn't realize that I could.
We don't have to.
Why am I a fine print reader, bro?
Anyway, yeah, what do you think about the story without you know any spoilers or something? We can discuss the prologue. I believe the prologue for me was one of the greatest prologues I've ever played in a video game.
Well, I haven't played it yet, so tread lightly.
Okay, well I can go over the prologue. I think
the
prologue, instead of having some dude just yell at you, get in there, Gear, do this, do that. It's the president, whatever time it is.
It's the president. General Gorman, whatever his name is, he's there.
No, it's the president of the coalition.
The head of the COG.
Yeah.
That's who that chick was?
Yeah. I don't know. I couldn't pay
attention to this lady. I'm trying to save my neck, bro. I'm a Carmine.
All right. Anyway, she's discussing the past battles. It's the anniversary of when the Locust bit it. So she's discussing past battles, and to introduce you to the older weapons that you can use and the newer weapons you can use and stuff like that, they go into past scenarios. Like, I'm not going to spoil who you get to be, but you get to be some old heroes that, you know, they jump into the past and you get to do a mission, so to speak, with the old weapons, which happened around the Pendulum Wars.
What, that far back?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pre-Gears.
Yes.
Pre the original.
Yeah,
series.
So you get to be a very young, I don't want to say
just
his
say
name.
It.
Dom. You get to be a young Dom running around. Yeah, which is nice.
The Pendulum Wars, man.
Yeah, and then the second little mission, you get to be, well, you're always Carmine, you're always with somebody. You get to be with Kim, you know, before he died.
Right.
And that was right on Emergence Day, so you get to see a little taste of Emergence Day.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, and it just goes on from there, and it's very, very cool. Very cool way to introduce all those weapons, because they have a ton of weapons in that game. So I'm in love with the campaign mode. I'm even more in love with the versus with the multiplayer, because I'm done campaign mode already. I beat it.
On the scale of, I assume you've done all the campaigns,
right?
You're the Gears guy,
right?
Where does this rank?
Top dog
over the original series.
Top dog.
Complete other ones.
I like the throwbacks in it. I like the surprises. Top dog.
Because I've been watching a lot of reviews of it, and from what I've seen, a lot of the people playing the game are in love with it. A lot of the reviewers are like, oh, this is rehashed campaign, it's not the same.
What do they want?
I don't know. But everyone who I...
There's enough new weapons, there's enough new nuances, there's nuances where, like, if you run to the cover, you can jump over, you can dropkick people, you can do a bunch of fun shit.
That's a trend I've noticed, is that people I know, boots-on-the-ground players, are digging it.
Well, I mean, Gears is traditionally, in my view, a multiplayer game now. You know, it's got the multiplayer. That's what people buy it for. And the campaign is almost a secondary to it, kind of like Call of Duty or Battlefield. I mean, I might be wrong, but these games seem to really market the multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's their bread and butter.
Gotcha.
And the multiplayer is amazing. Clint, what do you think about it?
I'm loving it. Honestly, I'm totally fine with the fact that there's a little bit of repetition in there, because you're in the same universe, you're reliving a part of that history, so it's only natural for part of that history to carry over.
Yeah.
And there's advanced versions of those previous weapons that you also have, so I don't know what those people are complaining about.
It's an awesome, awesome mix of old and new.
It expands on the universe and the history and just that world, and it just really roots you in there.
Yeah, that's everything I was hoping for it to be.
I saw Cliffy B had an interview about it. He said that he actually does like the game and that he's very interested in the way they're going, because being someone who played through the campaign, he did as well. He said, it's not spoilery to tell you guys that they do... rehash into some old stuff that was never really answered in the Gears series before.
Good, because they left a lot open-ended.
Yeah, they're expanding the universe. You know? I always wondered about Queen Mira especially. She just kind of fell off. Like, was she the Marcus's mom? I mean, it's been confirmed that she wasn't Marcus's mom, but like they kind of made it seem
she was a human, and that was never clear why.
Yeah.
And you'd have to really I read some of the comics.
They're going into it now.
And they're going into some of that stuff.
Yeah, they go into all that fun stuff.
I recommend the comics, actually, too, if you're into Gears. Okay. Gives you a lot of that little side information.
All right.
It's good stuff.
Giant, what are you playing? Well, you're playing Gears.
Yeah.
Clint, you're playing Gears, right?
Yep.
Max, what are you playing this week?
Not a lot of game time, but we're going to talk about what I'm excited about in the news for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I'm super excited about.
Yeah, so we could just get to that part.
All right, you guys want to hit the news?
News.
Let's hit the news.
News team, assemble!
Good news, everyone.
Don't need money.
Bad news, everyone.
Take me away. I don't mind.
Have you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Hit the B-square!
All right, so 3 days ago, October 15th, year of our Lord, 2016, Rockstar Games dropped the tweet to end all tweets. It was just a gritty red backdrop with their logo on it. Everybody knew what it meant.
Mm-hmm.
Red Dead Redemption.
Right.
Clint, have you ever played Red Dead?
Absolutely. Honestly, to date, I think it's one of the best games that Rockstar has ever put out.
Could be my favorite.
It is my favorite.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. I love it way more than GTA.
Or Bully?
I love Bully.
Or Tabletop Tennis?
Don't make me choose, bro.
Was it? I think with the Red Dead Redemption, I think the Wild West is a cooler setting than like any major city. Like,
and the way it was handled was beautiful.
It was awesome.
You know, because like
he was kind of a generic cowboy, I guess. I mean, he was kind of like
you know what it is because it's more. Well, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
It was more believable that you could just go out and just start shooting the town up in the Wild West than
LA
or New York. You know,
that's a good point.
Like, you could just run into the desert. And like, hey, we got to get him. Like, you fucking get
that
guy.
Yeah, and even through traffic, I guess you do have to suspend belief a little bit. But we even on a drunk-ass horse, who cares?
Yeah, but you're not, one man's not going to fucking fight cops in helicopters, you know? Like,
yeah, right. And you could execute a guy in the desert. Nobody comes looking for you.
That was 3 days ago, and I almost peed myself. I'll tell you that.
We should mention at the date of this recording.
Yeah. Well, that's why I mentioned the actual date. Now, 2 days ago from the day of this recording, they actually tweeted a silhouette of some cowboys walking up the sunset, and I actually peed myself. Seven cowboys. It looks great. I mean, there were some funny-ass tweets if you want to go and look at a couple of them. We got in on it, too. Now, that has, first off, it had the most likes I've ever seen on Twitter, over 200,000. I mean, it was bonkers. But more than that, it confirmed Red Dead to the minds of everyone. I mean, it'd be super weird if they did anything else. Mm-hmm. And then one day, I actually shit my pants one day ago when they actually confirmed Red Dead Redemption 2. Not only did I shit my pants because I love it so much, but I was actually excited at all the people. There were a bunch of dicks online just going, it's not Red Dead 2. It would be technically Red 3 or whatever. And
well,
blah,
there
blah,
was
blah.
Red Dead Revolver, technically.
I know, but it's like Final Fantasy, where it's like once you find the game, it's, you know, how they do Final Fantasy 11-2, where like...
Oh, yeah, GTA 5 has nothing to do with 4.
Yeah, the only thing that I didn't get was how it can be a redemption when he was kind of a piece of shit before redemption, right? Wasn't he?
That's why he's redeeming himself.
Is he redeeming himself in this one?
Technically, depends.
He was redeemed, I guess, when you started, right?
I think you're going to be a whole new guy.
I don't think so.
I think you're going to be multiple characters in this one.
Well, I will tell you this. Redditor BlueSaber80 thinks you're wrong. Because
well, fuck you, BlueSaber80.
No, dude. He's the man. I'd rather have him on the show than
you. Fine. Get him.
Anyway, he's identified.
You don't have that kind of juice, Dan.
Oh, shit.
He's identified three of the characters from this silhouette. And it goes on, balls on, if you look at it. Dutch from Red Dead. Bill, two giant pieces of shit. And John Marston is definitely in it.
I noticed the silhouette of the front guy, the main guy in the middle, did look like John Marston.
Yeah, well,
he had the wide brim hat.
Well, here's the thing that I'm looking at. I think it's going to be an ensemble because GTA 5 is so hot.
That's what I'm thinking.
So, Clint, what are your thoughts? You want it just John Marston, or you want the ensemble cast? Because GTA 5 was pretty good.
I'm kind of wanting the ensemble because I think this is going to be a prequel of sorts.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That's something I should note, that it's all but confirmed that it's probably a prequel. It's most likely called Red Dead Redemption 2, Legends of the West. And if you want to look right now, there was a map leak that you can
take
a peek at.
Some weeks ago, where there's no railroads.
Yeah.
So everyone kind of assumed prequel.
Right.
It'd be cool.
Yeah, and given the end of Red Dead Redemption, you know, he couldn't exactly be in a sequel.
Yeah.
No, but here was my bag that I was going to discuss at the end of the show, because I want to start giving a little final thought or whatnot. At the end of the game, they had Jack, his son.
Nobody liked Jack.
How did you not like him? He just rolled after the people who killed his father, put the murder on him, and then rode off into the sunset.
Everyone complained about Jack.
So like maybe it's not going to be John. Maybe it's going to be Jack grown up if they go the sequel route.
That's
like,
really,
you know,
what I'm hoping.
Nah, they should go Godfather 2 style, man. Two stories at the same time. Have like the beginning story of John and the just the main story of how Jack can, you know.
I guess.
That'd be actually kind of cool.
I mean, that would be kind of cool, yeah.
Godfather 2, come on, man.
I think what they're doing for sure, considering the group element of it, is it's going to go into John's dicey past.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's going to meet his wife. I forget his wife. It's a generic.
Yeah, but that's my problem with
Sally.
Yeah.
That's the problem with prequels, though.
Annie.
You know, he's just, the end of that game is he's going to get married. It's not very exciting.
Yeah, I know. Well, you kind of know he's going to set up that fucking Hawkeye-like farm out in the, you know?
Yeah, that's why I was hoping they would GTA it and go to all new characters.
What if the sequel sets it, what if the prequel sets it up where, like, the guys that were coming after him had a reason to come after him because he was an absolute maniac?
Well, they kind of say that in the first game.
No, yeah, they do.
Like, what if he's, like, realistically, if the underlying story, he's the bad guy?
Well, then way to ruin one of my favorite gaming heroes.
He's not a hero, he's a villain. So.
It's like what they did. Ah, I'm not going to get into Hogwarts stuff, but Cedric Diggory's a bad person.
With a name like Diggory.
All right, second story I want to go over. The Screen Actors Guild of and American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, they are going on strike as of this Friday.
Yeah, I heard this.
They've been negotiating for the last 3 days over a heated battle, and they're not happy. A federal mediator is about to step in. People don't know how union negotiations work. They go to the table of the owners. A couple voice actors will represent the people, so to speak, and then the other guys will represent the fat cats. And they'll meet at the table. They'll say, we want this. The other guys will say, no, but we want this. And a lot of times it goes to federal mediation where they actually go to a judge and what the judge says is law. No whining, no nothing like that. So the thing that they are fighting for is they want full-scale payment for every 500,000 units sold, which means if they got $1 million for the game, which they don't, if they sell 500,000 units of that game, they get another $1 million. And it works all the way up to $2 million. So you have a potential of making four times what you were initially paid.
I'm on their side.
I'm on their side because I like being on the little guy's side. I don't know, though.
Traditionally, you get, as a voice actor, you get paid a lot less for a video game than you do for any other project you do, be it animation or what have you.
But
plus,
that's the deal.
There's quadruple the dialogue.
But what about the...
Doing every possible scenario, every sound effect.
Yeah, but just like any job, you could just be like, I'm not doing it for that money, and they'll just find someone else.
Yeah, but what they're trying to do is even the playing field.
What about my counter-argument of you get what you get and you don't get upset?
Then you don't get a voice actor.
I guess. I mean, but we're talking about, like, I'm sure Nolan North makes enough.
Well, he's like the rock star of this.
Yeah, he is.
What about the guy who does John Marston, who's in one whole game up until now? You know how much dialogue went into that? The guy deserves some money.
Why? He did. He got paid for it. He agreed beforehand on the price. And
I'm just saying, if you're going to compete, because clearly the voice actors are done with it.
The game did him a bigger favor than he did the game a bigger favor.
He walked away from the business.
That's his own fault.
Oh. Yeah, if he wants to be Rick Moranis about it, then that's fine, but that's his business.
The game made him. He didn't make the game.
I'm just saying, clearly, the voice actors have had enough of this, and we're going to lose voice actors in our games.
Well,
they should be paid fairly for the amount of work put in.
Well,
voices are like assholes,
for
bro.
The voice act. Everybody's got them, bro.
We're going to end up with Resident Evil 1 quality voice actors.
A rep said this is the only billion-dollar industry where actors are paid no residuals. I don't think that's true. I think there's plenty of movies where they don't get just straight out residuals from it.
No, they
just
do.
Just get fucking paid.
There was, I saw something where like,
oh, that's
Kramer.
Is that in movie?
I don't know, but I saw.
But it was dependent on the individual contract.
I don't know, but I also know it's like, you know, the movie UHF, who basically didn't make any money. It's kind of a cult classic.
No, I don't.
Weird Al.
Yeah, a Weird Al movie, right? Kramer's in that, right? And he showed a check for like 17 cents that he got as a residual.
Yeah, but that was probably just in his. In his wheelhouse, you know, that was in his contract.
He was nobody in that when that movie came out. It came out in 1989.
Pre-Seinfeld.
Oh, all right.
You still get a residual
check. All right, so then, yeah, I guess he's getting a little something like that.
Clint, where do you fall on this?
Yeah, you think they're getting paid enough, or are you a bleeding heart like Pete?
I lean more toward the bleeding heart side. I think that, you know, with all that they do, and you have to consider that some of them even go multiple languages, you know, with their things, and...
That's a good point. But, I mean, then you just say, like, I'm going multiple languages, give me more money.
And there's so much more dialogue in these games than there are movies, you know?
Yes.
So...
What do you think Dora the Explorer gets paid, man? She's bilingual.
Yeah, but that's 8 lines of dialogue in an episode. You know, you don't have to voice every decision tree and every side quest. And every time a guy gets punched, you got to offer 9 variations on the oof.
Well, I mean, like, what about sports games? Those fucking announcers for them, they put in way more hours of dialogue than the fucking people in those games.
You don't think they should get paid? Because technically they're voice acting.
They probably do get super paid. I'm not positive what they get paid, but, like, the game needs them to be the announcers because they are the announcers, right? The real-life announcers.
No, they could totally get another announcer. Nobody's going to get paid.
This is more for the little guy.
Well, here's my thought on it. Being part of a labor union and seeing people play little tricks on each other, I don't think this is going to help. I think if somebody got paid $1 million to do Red Dead, I think anyone going on to a game like Red Dead or the Arkham series or anybody that they know that is going to sell a million units, they're going to say, hey, guy, we're going to pay you $500,000 because we know goddamn well that it's going to sell over 500,000 units. So I think this is going to be a wash.
I don't know, man. It's like one of those
things. They're going to get a lesser paycheck knowing that it's going to be hyped up.
But it's like one of the
I think even a couple people are going to get burnt by coming into a new intellectual property and saying, oh, we are guaranteed this is going to be a fucking amazing hit, so we're going to pay you like dog shit.
That's a possibility. I can't argue that.
I think it's one of these things where it's like, how much does the voice actor, like, how much better is one voice actor from another? Like, okay, we have our favorites because the game is awesome, you know? Like,
right.
But what if you just...
you couldn't go back to Gears 4 as a perfect example. You're not going anywhere without John Maggio.
No, but that's different because he is that character. But if he wasn't that character, right, and someone just random guy was and he did, like, the exact same voice, right... We wouldn't give
a
shit. I
guess that's another question. Are there enough long-standing intellectual properties, you know, series that you have to go back to the same actor over and over again?
No.
Probably not, right?
No, that's
they're just chucking David Hayter away and bringing in Kiefer Sutherland, you know?
Yeah.
Like, where's nothing sacred.
Yeah, well, the shit is bonkers in that universe anyway.
Yeah,
you had that, or you had, like, Michael Ironside with all the Splinter Cell games.
Well, here's the thing. I think that these voice...
That's a sexy voice.
These voice actors have a niche, right? And they shouldn't fucking mess up their niche because actors also are around, and you'd be much more apt to be like, oh, my God, Kiefer Sutherland's in the game? That's fucking sick. Was it Kevin Spacey's in the game? That's way better than some guy I never heard of.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if that's necessarily true. There's a lot of guys that enjoy their voices.
Like, John Marston's voice acting made that character, just to stick with that example. Like, that voice is iconic.
Okay.
And if it was
Kiefer
Sutherland, it would have taken me right out of
it. Well, that's because he has the wrong genre. What if you had Kurt Russell?
I was about to say Tommy Vercetti, but that was actually...
What if you had Kurt Russell and Val Kilmer doing those voices in that game? You'd be like, fuck, man, Doc Holliday and fucking Wyatt Earp?
Val Kilmer. I saw a shirt, a picture of him recently with his shirt off. I can't unsee that. He's not a movie star.
Well, that's why. That's why he needs to go to a voice.
I couldn't have him
That's why he needs to go behind the mic.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, so I don't know how this is going to work out. I can't think of any projects off the top of my head that it's going to, like, screeching halt.
Waiting on the Twitter.
Yeah, unless of course, The Last Guardian gets pushed back another 10 years because of it.
Just like anything, though, any strike, you're going to have the top guy strike with them. Like, it's going to have to be the John DiMaggio's, the...
Nolan North.
Oh, they're going
to. But what if their gig is just their gig and they don't give a
Mark
shit?
Mark Hamill.
They're like, oh, yo, man, I had to scrimp, you know, I had to, like, scratch and claw my way to get to this point.
I've heard interviews with them where they've already...
No. First off, Nolan North is 100% on their side.
Yeah, he's Troy Baker.
Troy Baker is another guy who's just hugely respectful to the rest of them.
So then they all need to fucking strike.
Oh, they're gonna strike.
They might have a no strike clause. I haven't in my particular union. We have a no strike clause where it's just retroactive. It's
do they have a union though?
Yeah, Screen Actors Union.
Oh, all right. I didn't realize they were part of that. I know you started the whole thing off with that, but I forgot. Like, sorry.
That's okay, man. That's okay. I mean, like, this is all new information. It's not like you're ever gonna need to know about the Screen Actors Guild again.
I thought they were the Film Actors Guild.
You could just have it fucking fly right out your brain right after this. Last thoughts. What do you think's going to happen? Win? Loss? Strike?
I think they're going to get something out of it.
Yeah? Clint?
I think they're going to get something, but not exactly what they're hoping for. I think they're going to have to find a middle ground and compromise somewhere. But I think that they will get more eventually, more than what they get now.
Yeah, this has been a long time coming, so you got to imagine the studio's already braced for it.
I guess. I mean, remember they almost fucking stopped The Simpsons because the guys wanted more than like $25,000
many
an
actors
episode.
Many voice actors left The Simpsons just because
I know,
they weren't getting
because
paid.
They weren't getting fucking paid and they just refused to. And that's a show that's fucking huge for what? How long has it been? 28 years, man. 30 years? 28, yeah. I think.
Close to 30. We'll go with that.
Okay. All right. If you want to do prices right, it's close without going
$1.
Over. Okay. All right. So next story. Samsung is hitting these YouTubers because of a mod, GTA 5 mod, that allows you to turn your Galaxy Note 7 into
bombs. I saw this. I thought that was great.
So here's the thing, man. I mean, like, it was funny. I'm saying 28. See? Balls on, 28. Nice. 28 years.
We'll call it.
Congratulations. Okay.
We'll do the showcase showdown after this.
Thank you. Thank you, Giant Chuck. I knew I had you on the show for something. So anyway, a YouTuber, SDaddy345, which I hate saying these names, but he had one of the most popular ones. They took it down, and people are absolutely appalled because there is no mention of Samsung on the video. Yeah. It looks like a Samsung Galaxy 7. It's obviously a Galaxy 7, but Samsung's not anywhere, and people are fighting over whether or not Samsung should be allowed to tell you to take it down.
Well, first of all, did you see this?
No.
It's awesome.
It's a GTA mod that subs out your grenades for the Samsung Galaxy. So you whip it at a car and the whole thing, boom.
I mean, it's fucking great.
There's so many memes going around with them, too, man. Samsung's really getting hit hard, man.
Yeah. So obviously, well, they're hitting hard back, dude. They're blowing people's heads off.
Boom! the Doc Ock Spider-Man one was my favorite, I think.
That one was a good one. But
yeah, I could understand they're a little sore over
can
this.
You take something down from parody, though? I know.
Parody law. That's true.
There's a parody law. It said Samsung mod in the description.
Mm. I don't know. Scientology has a fucking way of getting shit taken down.
Well they,
they individually sue. Every member individually sues. So it would be like 100,000 cases to drop at once. So they just
dude,
have
we're,
the
we're not
back
talking
up.
About a cult. We're talking about.
They have a method.
Here's my question. Should YouTube be protected by... Stop showing me memes in the middle of the show, bro.
Sorry.
Should YouTube be protected by parody laws or YouTube's their own company? They can decide what's on and what's not.
This goes further. This is game mod, you know?
Right. And can also, S-Daddy is arguing that Samsung mod is what the mod is called. He didn't actually write Samsung. He didn't pick it out. So he should have his video back. They're going to get back to him within 10 days. I'm following this just to see. Because I hate censorship on YouTube, even though I understand it.
Hmm.
What do you guys think?
I just don't like censorship.
I know, but it says Samsung in the description.
If you're a YouTube, you're in a weird spot because the creators, you don't want to fucking stir their pot and have them rebel against you. And then Samsung is a corporation, and you don't want them not for them
they're
to boycott you.
Too. Right. So they could start sending you Galaxy 7s in the mail, too.
Oh, no. But, so I think YouTube's probably just going to keep its mouth shut until somebody's like, you got to do something about this.
Yeah, well, they have 10 days because S-Daddy filed a report on them and is waiting to see if it will go back up. And if not, he's going to sue them, and he plans on suing Samsung. Or he's talking a bunch of shit. I don't know.
S-Daddy, does he have a lawyer?
No, I don't. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. D-Daddy. Like
Celino and
D-Poppy.
Barnes 356?
Like, yeah. I mean, it's a weak name. All right, we all agree it's a weak name. Clint, what do you think, man? Do you think that YouTube should be protected like that, or do you think that there is a certain limit to what you can use?
I think there's a limit because, you do have, in addition to parody laws, you also have fair use laws. When it comes to medias and name brands and things like that.
Because so you think the fact that he wrote Samsung in the description. That's it. That's a wrap. Wrap that up.
I think there should be a disclaimer in there, that says, hey, I'm just using this name. I'm not affiliated with Samsung in any way. This mod is strictly for entertainment purposes. I'm not commercially getting anything off of this. you know, stuff like that. And it should qualify under the terms of fair use.
Yeah. Cover his ass with a little legal jargon.
Well, what about the fact that he is working towards it? Because his channel is called Modded Games, and it was gaining traction from this video. This is by far his largest video.
Is he making money?
He's not, but he's working towards money. Is that enough?
The second well, he gets that cheddar.
Right now, he's not collecting a check.
He's not getting shit. But one could argue that he's using it to gain money in the future.
But legally it falls under personal use right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's how it has to be at this moment.
Hmm.
Like, intentions aside. If he claims that it's for satirical purposes,
right?
He's not making any money, then what's the case?
I don't know.
South Park makes a Samsung joke right now. They're not going
to
go after it.
Well, I went to the site, and of course it said that it's down, but it didn't say how many hits it had previously. It could have went viral. I don't know. He could have been making a little paper of it.
Yeah, I guess it's going to come down to that. I don't have enough knowledge on the...
Yeah. I'll be watching it, though, within the next 10 days, so I'll give everybody an update. All right, so that's the news. We're going to hit a game. Clint, are you ready to try and defeat Max Barracuda?
Absolutely.
Nice. Have you been training?
Every day.
Let's do it.
This is a test. Pop quiz, hot shot. Test your might. And I'm going to kick that surface beach license ass so hard. This is only a test.
Usually we play a little background music, but we're going to skip that because it could fuck with the Skype and we could lose you. But we're going to go ahead.
It might be really hard to hear.
You want to explain the rules?
All right, I am the boss. I get 20 hit points, and you guys are up against me turn-based style. You each have 15 hit points. Each of these questions is worth 1, 2, or 3 points. I have a couple categories here. I went a little crazy on the Halloween stuff. So I'm
nice.
Going to pick
You're real Halloween-y.
I'm going to pick 4 at random here. So your categories today are skeletons, parasites, werewolves,
okay,
and ghosts.
I gotta tell you, I am intrigued by skeletons.
These are, of course, skeletons in game, so...
Okay.
All right, we're going to go in order of which you're seated. I'm, Clint, putting you in the empty chair over here to my right, so it's going to go Dan, Brian, Clint. You each get a chance to answer, and if you get 20 points, you take me down.
Oh, I got to go ghost.
Starting off with the ghost.
Pac-Man!
Which of these is not a Pac-Man ghost? Inky, Winky, Pinky, Blinky, or Clyde?
That's easy.
Blinky. Giant Shock. Well, how we do it is I'll answer it, Giant Shock will answer it, you'll answer it.
Yeah.
And he'll...
Next okay. round, he'll go first, and then you'll go second, and then third round, you'll go first.
Everyone gets the
okay.
answer.
Okay, I got it.
What were they again?
Inky, Winky, Pinky, Blinky,
Winky.
Or Clyde?
Winky.
It's not Clyde?
It could be. I could be wrong.
I think it's Clyde.
It's a one-pointer for
the record. Clyde, man.
Come on, bro. You don't know Clyde? All right, anyway, Clint, what do you got?
Winky.
Yeah, final answer.
It is, in fact, Winky.
Thanks.
Who the fuck is Clyde?
Clyde's one of the ghosts. He really doesn't have much of a backstory, if that's what you're wondering.
Yeah, they didn't put a lot of thought into it. It's Inky, yeah. Blinky, and Clyde.
It's a cute Pinky little thing, Clyde. You know? All
right, man. All
right, what do you got? What are you doing?
Well, skeletons, man.
You want to do skeletons?
Fuck yeah.
He's all ornery.
It's Clyde. It's fucking Clyde, man.
I'm fine. I'm what, Henri? What are you, fucking Cajun?
Yeah. Right.
This is a two-pointer.
Mm-hmm.
The skeleton warriors, known as Staphos, have appeared sword and shield in hand for every game of what series?
Killer Instinct?
Is that you going to Killer Instinct?
Yeah, sure.
Killer Instinct. Clint? If you need me to repeat it, just say the word.
I'm going to go Castlevania.
Castlevania.
I was going to go Castlevania, too.
Two Castlevanias and a Killer Instinct?
Yeah.
The correct answer? Legend of Zelda.
Oh, those fucking dicks.
There was that guy in Killer Instinct, man. He was a clown. He was a, not clown. He was a skeleton, man.
He mentioned multiple skeletons, not just the one. He didn't say which one skeleton. Anyway.
All right. Evil. Clint, your turn to pick a category. We got parasites, werewolves, ghosts, and skeletons.
I'm going to go with parasites.
Parasites. All right, let's see if I can pronounce this. The Ampulex compressa gigantis is a modified wasp whose sting creates zombies in what game series?
Oh, shit.
Damn it.
Yeah. If you played the game, you'll know it once I say the answer. What are you thinking?
I want to... Screw it. I'm going to go Resident Evil.
Resident Evil. I do want to remind you guys. You guys can you can pass, which will take 1 point away from
well,
you.
Yeah, if you pass, it takes only 1 point, even if it was a three-point question. Max, just throw out which...
This is a two-pointer.
Okay.
So. In that case, I'm going to pass.
All right. I'll give you that pass.
I want to go Resident Evil 2. I remember those fuckers from 4, was it? Was it in 4? Those little buzzy things.
Okay.
I'm
not going to say anything, Nettle.
That's true.
Tip you off.
I'll pass, too.
I can't remember. Sure. Did the fucking bees fucking kill the zombies in Dead Rising? Or did they fucking turn...
Yeah, they killed them. You threw the jar on the floor.
All right. So I'm going to go Resident Evil. Fuck it, man. Resident Evil.
It was, in fact, Dead Rising.
Was it Dead Rising?
It was.
Yo, man, there were bees that killed the zombies. Oh, no, it was the queen. It was the queen. You threw the queen on the floor.
You killed the queen, and then the zombies died. But the sting.
All right.
Was what?
Okay, now I remember that.
I remember that.
It's my fault, man.
I'm going to do
pulling for you on
werewolves.
Werewolves.
Yeah.
The Wolfman.
Wolfman John Taubane fights to control the beast within in what Capcom game
Dark
series?
Darkstalkers.
Darkstalkers for
Brian. I'll go with Darkstalkers.
Darkstalkers for Brian. Clint?
Darkstalkers.
Mm-hmm. Darkstalkers is correct. 1 point for each.
Clint, just so you know, it's always good to ride Rise Like Phoenix coattails. You know, that's basically how I drag Brian across a couple finish lines.
Because we always beat Pete, you fucking loser.
Like, All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Brian.
Skeletons, bro.
Oh, man.
Skeletons.
I don't even know one fucking skeleton.
Two-pointer. The 2,000-year-old warrior Spinal was resurrected by the evil...
Oh, I know.
What's it? Isn't that fucking...
Corporation in what fighting franchise?
That's Killer Instinct, bro. That's my boy Spinal.
Clint, you're going with him?
That is definitely Killer Instinct.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
I'm going to say Killer Instinct for all these four.
2 points for each of you.
Excellent.
All right, Clint, category to you.
If you would have asked me to name him from that series, I would have been fucked.
Yeah. So we got parasites, werewolves, ghosts, and skeletons.
Ghosts.
Going ghosts.
Boo.
Ghosts.
In the first generation of Pokemon games, Ghastly evolves into Haunter. And Haunter evolves into what spiky-headed ghost type?
Yeah, that's fine.
I pass. I don't know shit about Pokemon.
It's a Gengar, bro.
Yeah, man.
Gengar.
Gengar, dude. That's my boy in Pokemon Stadium.
All right. Well done.
I was just playing as Gengar in that Pokemon fighting game this weekend.
The Pokken?
Yeah. Pokken Tournament.
Pokken Tournament?
Yeah.
How was that?
It sucks.
Yeah, that's right.
I got the demo. I was playing the game.
All right, we're back to you.
Let's do ghosts. Let's do ghosts.
Another ghost.
Yeah. Ooh. I dabbled in werewolves, and I kind of got the only one I know. So.
The wolf, man.
When you come across the ghost of Lady Comstock, the antagonist's dead wife, you're up against the hardest boss fight in what first-person shooter?
Fuck, Lady Comstock. Bioshock.
Okay.
You know, ride those coattails.
Riding those coattails?
Mm-hmm.
Clint?
Bioshock Infinite.
Yes.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm going to give you Bioshock, but Clint got it right. It's
Infinite. You should have asked which one.
No, because that's a dead giveaway.
Bioshock Infinite.
Well, you
of
can't.
Course.
I'm giving the points. Don't worry.
Of course.
Y'all got it. I'm just saying.
I just replayed this, actually.
It was awesome.
I'm just saying, too. He went the extra mile. He gets the credit for it.
All right.
Okay.
All right, you can give it to him.
Brian?
You know I'm going skeletons.
You know it.
All right. Let's get the hell out of here.
Skeleton Knights, or Daniel Fortesque, starred in what PlayStation series before finally reappearing in PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale?
PlayStation series?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Short-lived, I think, 3 games.
3 games? That's short-lived?
And it was like in real quick. And then he reappeared recently in PlayStation All-Stars.
And you want the series name?
The series.
How many points is this
question? These are 3.
All right, so I'm going to skip.
You actually called something by the series name a couple weeks ago.
I've referenced this game before.
Okay.
Clint, do you know?
Fatal Frame?
The name is Daniel Fortesque.
So, no. I'm passing.
Taking a pass.
Medieval.
Medieval is correct. Dan, you are halfway, a little over halfway to winning this.
Whoa.
You're both one, all three of you, except for Dan. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
You're all a third.
Take mine.
Never mind.
All right, we're all one. All right, whoa.
They were about to join hands.
Okay. About to right. Thelma and Louise over the table.
Whose turn is it? Clint?
Parasites again.
Parasites. In what Nintendo series do you encounter the Bulbman, a species that infects bulborbs, making them grow a leafy stalk from its back? This is a three-point question. A Bulbman that infects a bulborb.
Is that a Pokemon, man?
It sounds like it, but I don't think so.
It is a Nintendo. Yeah. They all got silly names.
That's because I gotta go Pokemon.
Going Pokemon.
I got plenty of hit points left, right?
You only got three taken away.
Okay, so I'm going to jump into Pikmin.
You going Pikmin?
Yeah.
I'll go with Ride the Coattails, man.
Which one?
Obviously, Rise Like Phoenix.
All right. What's Pikmin?
Yeah! Yeah, good coattails to ride.
All right. Now I got to brush up on my Nintendo.
I think we can safely say that my favorite clip that I recovered is going to be played tonight, but we'll see. We'll see.
Someone's feeling confident.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, let me.
He's going to give me another with 3 points. I'm going to fucking blow.
I go in order.
I'm going to blow it.
Don't you worry.
All right. Who picks?
You.
Yep, we're back to you.
Let's do werewolves. I'm going to regret it.
Ow!
Werewolves. Sonic fans complained when the fast blue hedgehog transformed into the slow and monstrous werehog. In what Sonic title?
I want to say it was Sonic. It's Sonic something stupid. I think it was Sonic Unleashed.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Unleashed.
Unleashed. Mm-hmm. Clint?
Sonic Unleashed.
Is correct.
Dynamite!
Well done, gentlemen.
Killing it.
Back to you, Brian.
You know you don't have to ask. Come on.
Skeletons. Much like his namesake, Bones Jackson was a two-sport athlete showing up in the football and hockey editions of what sports franchise?
Football and hockey of what sports franchise? Monster League?
Monster League?
Yeah, right.
Is that where you're going?
That's not it, bro.
That's not...
I don't know. You can go with it if you want.
Okay.
Whatever.
I'll pass then.
All right.
Okay.
Just trying to help you out a little bit.
Clint?
Mutant League Football.
Yeah. Mutant
League. Mutant League. The Mutant League series.
That's what it was.
Mutant League series.
And Dan?
Yeah.
There you go, Mutant
League. Oh, yeah.
All right. That is correct. So, Dan?
Mm-hmm.
You're on the cusp.
You gotta be in striking distance.
Clint, not far behind. Brian? Also in the running. You riding them coattails like a bro. All right, Clint. Category.
Well, I ain't picking Parasites again.
No, man, no. Please don't. I'm just...
You know what? I'm going to go skeletons.
Oh, yo, that's my thing. Get off of it.
We got two more skeletons questions to go here.
All right.
Just a heads up. Dry bones are the unkillable skeletal undead versions of what classic Super Mario enemy?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
The Koopa Troopas.
Koopa Troopas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Koopa Troopas all around. Correct.
The Troopas.
All right, Dan, back to you.
What do I got?
You got 16 points against me to my 3 against you.
All right, man. I'm feeling it. Let's do werewolves again. I keep on thinking I'm going to suck, but I'm doing all right.
Tonight's your night. What 2015 game had you clearing werewolves from London and came under fire from its overly short playtime?
Oh, was it Dishonored?
What, are you asking me?
No, that's my answer. But,
all right, Dishonored.
I'm going to ride them coattails, bro.
Ride them coattails. Clint?
I want to say Castlevania Lords of Shadow 2.
Hmm. Unfortunately, it's The Order 1886.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oof.
Yeah, that's what most people said when thinking about that
Yuck.
Game. Yuck. You go, oof.
I didn't play it. I didn't play Dishonored either, but I remember that it got...
Funny you mentioned Dishonored.
Okay. Oh, all right.
That'll come up later.
All right.
All right. Back to Dan.
Is it back to me?
Yep.
No, I did werewolves, right?
Yeah, werewolves.
That's right. Yeah. You picked werewolves.
I'm gonna get I'm gonna steal Clint's thing, man. Let me get some of those parasites.
You want a parasite?
Yeah.
You can dabble, huh?
Right. Yeah. Okay. How do you like it, Clint?
It's all good.
The parasitic alien head crabs that can leap onto a host and turn them into a zombie-like creature are a staple of what series?
Dead Space.
Dead Space. Clint?
Dead Space.
Yeah, they are in Dead Space.
We were looking for Half-Life.
Aren't they in Dead
Space?
That's
the one with head crabs.
Or Futurama.
Those are brain slugs.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
All right, you're still all in this. All
right.
You're all doing good.
I realize I didn't
retain much.
What's
funny is I first thought Half-Life.
Yeah, they turn you into those, like, they bond onto your head.
I thought they had some head things in Dead Space, too.
Yeah, they reminded me of the facehugger from Aliens.
They had those ones with, in Dead Space, as those ones with wings that would, like, spike into your head.
Right up in your face.
All right, Clint, what do you want for category?
I'm going to go werewolves.
Werewolves. In what game are you granted many guild options, including a chance to join Ayla the Huntress and the Companions, a group of warrior werewolves? Blah, blah, blah.
Skyrim.
Skyrim.
I'm going to go with Skyrim just because I know Clint's a Skyrim dude.
Skyrim, bro.
It is Skyrim.
Nice.
Coattail ride.
Yeah, I was on those coattails, too.
Okay. Back to Dan. This could be the nail in my coffin.
Oof.
Werewolves, bro. You got to go
with all right, we got. All right. I got to do werewolves.
All right. For final. Oof,
I feel like he's digging deep in the werewolf well, though. Like, I'm not going to be able to.
There's only a couple of werewolves.
Here's the thing. In writing these categories, I was like, I'll be festive for Halloween. There's like five werewolves.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro, yeah. Only werewolf I haven't heard yet. Saberwolf, son. Boom.
Oh. We'll lock it. We'll lock it down.
All right. Which fantasy game series has a unique stand-in for werewolves with Balverines, who can transform others by biting them?
Oh, fuck. Balverines. Pass.
Pass.
I'm not going to remember, and I don't want to bore. I don't want to bore everyone.
Balverines.
Fuck. Balverines. I know. I got it.
You're going to kick yourself.
I know.
Yep.
What do you think?
It was Fable.
I'm going to go on those coattails.
Fable is correct.
Oh, damn.
I have news for you. All that coattail riding led to a tie game between Brian and Clint and Dan.
Oh.
Wow.
Of the Fable.
Are we doing it?
They win.
They win?
They won.
Oh, shit. But who had the least hit points, though?
Least hit points?
Inconsequential.
Yeah.
I say we have one final question for only Brian and Clint.
Skeletons.
And whoever gets it, gets it.
I'm cool with that.
You want to do it?
Okay.
All
Let's
right.
do it.
All right, yell it out.
You want to do
fucking Saberwolf?
You want to do skeletons?
Yeah, man, sure.
Yeah.
In what 1998 LucasArts game do you play as the skeletal Manny Calavera, a travel agent of the afterlife?
Oh, he's wearing a tuxedo.
Also known as the
Grim Fandango.
Grim Fandango, Clint for the win.
Woo!
I knew that stupid game, man.
Well done.
Damn.
We have a third place.
That came out well. You guys did great that one.
It was awesome.
That was a good game.
Yeah, all right. That was did pretty good.
Well done, Clint.
Thank you.
All right. With October comes my new loot gaming crate. So we're going to be opening up the loot gaming crate. Clint will do our best to describe it to people. I throw the pictures up on Twitter. But let us know if we're creating the image in your mind's eye. This is what's in the box.
Mystery box could be anything.
If we're special, so take off the towel.
Take a look inside.
Oh, what's in the box?
Always timing gets me.
Dick in a box.
Yeah, it is a dick in a box. Okay, so this month they did Battlegrounds. Battlegrounds is the genre of box. I want to say right off, they started off with a t-shirt every month. Wait, as with any loot crate.
The October month?
Yeah.
They didn't do
September, I guess. I guess right. It's September. I get it in October.
They didn't do Halloween for October?
No. They don't always do that. They might do Halloween this one, especially since like Overwatch is doing a dope thing. Anyway, first t-shirt I got, Fallout. That's cool. I mean, a Fallout, always right. appreciated.
What I'm seeing is a t-shirt filled with every variety of Vault Boy. That's what, every upgrade you can get?
Yeah, every upgrade you can get is represented. It's kind of Simpsons style. Simpsons does that a lot with their characters.
With the full cast?
The full cast of different Vault Boys. It's blue. It's pretty nice. It's a Hanes Beefy, which isn't my style.
As a Fallout guy, though?
Yeah.
I dig that.
I'm a Fallout guy. I like it. They have different consistencies of t-shirts all the time, and I kind of like more loose-fitting one than this Hanes Beefy that right. they threw out there.
As an outsider, man, I hate that shirt. Well, I'm just, because it looks like it's like that fun foam shit.
Yeah. Well, it's all, yeah.
If it was like colored nice.
Good to know that it's not colored in. It's just all white outline.
Yeah, that's true. If you don't know what you're looking at, you're going to be staring at that thing until you get a 3D image.
Like, this is a fucking, is this like a maze, bro?
All right, the next thing I did is they threw in a Dark Souls comic. That's fucking trash. I mean.
Well, Clint, you play Dark Souls?
I've only played the first one.
Did they?
It's one of the only games that ever make me rage quit.
That's what I hear about it. Do they have like an extensive lore to those games? I've never actually picked one up.
I couldn't really say because I'm not too familiar with 2 and 3. But it is the, I guess, the love child or sort of a sequel to Demon's Souls, which was a PS3 exclusive.
Right. I'm just going to go out and say, as a guy who does comic stuff, I don't like that artwork.
The artwork's lackluster, and the thing about these Loot Crate comics, they suck rocks. I mean, nobody wants to start off with the Loot Crate comics. It's a, you know, they're usually a one-shot or even the beginning that goes nowhere. I don't care about these fucking comics.
I remember when the other...
Loot Crate, please stop sending them.
When the regular Loot Crate sent out a Street Fighter comic, and it was about Guile fighting Charlie for a Loot Crate.
Yeah, yeah, dude, come on. It's like when fucking Captain America faced the Cavity Creeps, you know?
Yeah,
like, I don't give a fuck.
On behalf of, like, Hostess Cream Pies, you had to fight Thanos.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty weak, Loot Crate. But and I'd like to note that it was a much smaller crate. Usually it's like a, you know, like a...
It's a good size.
Well, it depends on
the... It's a shoebox, and it was smaller, but here are the couple quality things I did get. I got a little Lancer for my desk.
It's pretty sweet.
Oh, I like that. It's,
yeah.
The standee of a Lancer.
It fits in the palm of my hand. They say it's a Gears 4, but I don't see where it's Gears 4 as opposed to any other Gears.
Do you think they made their, like, just custom chainsaw... Like you know, they price it like a regular chainsaw, it would be like that.
Like if I could buy a Lancer in Home Depot that just, it was a chainsaw that just looked like a Lancer?
Yeah, but yes, it was just meant for it. A That's chainsaw. Yeah. Would that just be the most popular chainsaw out there?
Here's my guess. Remember I made a Lancer once for a
project
back in the day?
Yeah.
This is way sleeker looking than the old one.
Oh, yeah. Well, wasn't yours paper mache? I mean...
Yeah, but I looked at a lot of pictures for a lot of time.
Yeah. You can't beat, you know, the actual company that makes it. How are you going to beat that?
It's a 3D printer, bro.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, for the Gears of War, maybe it's just a sleeker looking model.
All right. In addition, I got two shot glasses from Battlezone. Battlezone was a first-person tank combat game from 1980. It was wireframe, green and red. People might remember it. It's widely known as the first virtual reality game because of its viewing goggles.
It had the tanks, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There's no viewing goggles in that thing. I thought it was...
In the arcade machine,
in the arcade,
was.
It did.
They had a stand-up, too, that did not have
the
viewing goggles.
The one we played, that you remember that we went to the arcade, and you were like, dude, I love this game from when I was a kid, and
yeah.
You were playing that. I sat in a seat and played it, and it was like a 3D game more than it was a...
Yeah, yeah, they had that one. They also had one where you stand up, and you kind of look around in the 3D goggles.
Yeah, the thing.
Kind of like a virtual
boy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I get you.
Like a helmet. It was gross. It was always sweaty, but it was okay.
Man. Yeah, you don't want to
greasy
be doing that on a boardwalk.
It's cool. The shot glasses are black. They have the green frame. They have they're pretty beefy.
It's old school.
Yeah, it's quality to have two of them. Thanks for hooking me up with two instead of the one.
Yeah,
you want a shot by yourself, right?
Yeah,
they don't want you drinking alone.
And the last item, which was a short loot crate. You know, normally they have a bunch of shit, but this one was my most quality, my favorite, a Dead Rising multi-tool, because when you're building stuff, they show that little Frank West multi-tool in the corner. It's a red multi-tool. It has Frank West carved into it. And it's a legit thing. I can use at work. People are going to be thinking I stole it from a dude named Frank West, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's like a little Leatherman thing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That thing's bomb. That's the coolest thing you got.
Oh, yeah, definitely into it. It's got nice. Yeah, it's a legit multi-tool.
Well, that's why there's less in the box, is because they gave you some quality item.
Yeah, this was what they spent their wad on this week.
Yeah,
this month rather.
Shot glasses and that made it worthwhile, man. That the T-shirt and the freaking
The T-shirt, I like Fallout, so I'll be rocking.
I'm not saying that the Fallout part's bad.
Right.
It's just that it looks
low
like
quality.
Your mom did it, bro.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like I've bedazzled that.
It's
joint,
like, oh,
right?
Danny, he loves Fallout. I'll do this for him.
All right, that was what's in the box.
You really like that T-shirt before I brought that point up, too.
Yeah, I figure like other people looking at that are going to be squinting.
What the fuck is that guy?
All right, that was what's in the box. Right now we're going to answer our question of the week. Our question of the week was, is there a game series that you love that nobody else liked, or vice versa? Was there a game series that everyone else adores and you just think is lackluster best? Clint, you're our guest. I'll let you go first.
Okay. I went with the series that everybody loves that I personally don't, and that is Call of Duty.
Amen, bro. Mm.
Quick to note, Max Barracuda was actually banned from using that one because we're all tired of him whining how bad it is.
That's just me, though.
Honestly, I liked when they stuck around World War II. So, you know, Call of Duty's 1, 2, 3. Modern Warfare was okay for a little departure, but ever since then, it just, to me, in my mind, it just became a repetitive shit show after that.
That's the problem with, like, the yearly games. They just, there was no innovation for any of it.
Yeah, that's kind of what killed that's just Assassin's Creed for me. But let me ask you a couple questions, Clint. What do you think of Titanfall? It kind of runs right next to parallel with the new Call of Duty.
Titanfall, I kind of enjoyed the first one. I'm on the fence about getting the second one. The thing that I like about it is being inside of a giant mech.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I also like the ability to jump out and, you know, have your pilot run around and...
Yeah, kind of a My Pet Monster deal where it chases after you and stuff like that. That's kind of fun. I played the beta. I got to tell you that they did advance it with different nuances, and I love the wall running. I'm with you, Clint. I don't think I'm going to pick up Infinite Warfare. I might get sucked into it, but I will be picking up Titanfall 2.
Nah, I'm out, man. Call of Duty's whack now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I had seen the other day on... it was actually our Horrible Gamers Community Facebook page. One of the guys posted a clip of a robotic dog in the new Call of Duty. And oof. I'm looking at this and I'm just thinking, well, shit, this is no longer a military shooter. This is like fucking sci-fi here.
Or Mega Man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Does he turn into a jet?
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
No, but they're off the rails. They're completely off the rails.
I'm with you.
It's just like, honestly, that game is just a multiplayer playground at this point, and if you're not playing the multiplayer in that game, it's just, no one cares.
Yeah, and the deck is always stacked against you anyway.
No, I think with that particular game, like, everyone's into it, so it's like such like a large pool of people that are like super, super, what am I going to say, competitive with it.
That's what I meant. You know? They put in the hours that I can't put in, and there's no point in even trying to get involved with it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of good.
I feel you. So, Giant Chuck, what's your game? Did you like it? Did you not like it?
My game that I hate that everyone else liked was GTA, man.
That's a rough one to swallow.
I don't know. I get sidetracked a lot and there's like a lot of shit where you just gotta like drive here, drive there, you just transport this, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I don't know. It's tedious to me. I'm not saying anything bad about the game. I think that I see the appeal to it. I see like the, oh man, like it's a, you know, it's a big open world. We can do whatever you want, more or less. And there's so many. I like the fact with the makers of the game, Rockstar. They, even if the game comes out, you know, they still, you know, do things for it for years. Like the game is relevant now. They just came up this whole biker mode for it, and that game came out like two, three years ago. I think I bought it on Xbox 360 originally.
Yeah,
it was originally on Xbox 360.
Yeah, so, you know, I'll respect it, but I just can't get into it. Like, I play for half an hour, I'm over it.
I think the disclaimer for this question, too, is these are merely our opinions. Mm-hmm. Chill out.
Yeah, relax.
Right. Mine's not going to ruffle many feathers right here, but I fucking hate Dishonored. And I've been seeing all the new trailers for the sequel.
Yeah, I can't believe they got a sequel.
People are getting pumped about this thing. And I looked at the Metacritic for the original, and it's like super high across the board. And I could not get past 20 minutes of that thing.
Yeah, but it could be one of those deals where people get pumped for certain things, and then, you know.
It's a super high rated game.
They don't pull the trigger. I got to say, I never played Mirror's Edge 2. I was pumped for Thief when it was going to come out, and then.
Right. I'm just saying, this is a game with a fan base that in a lot of, like, the, you know, these really respected game lists, I see. Anticipated game lists, they're always on there. It's always, you know, Dishonored 2, and I just couldn't get into it.
Okay.
I didn't like the whole world.
All right. So this one's going to ruffle Clint's feathers as well as Max, I'm sure. But I do not like the Skyrim game.
Just that one or any Elder Scrolls?
No, I don't like any of the Elder Scrolls games. I should have reiterated that. But Skyrim specifically, I tried out. I gave it my best shot.
Yeah.
The movement is fucking terrible. Like, you can run into a tree stump and not step over it. I'm so used to the parkour type deal of anybody just walking over the environment. Why make a low wall that I can't walk over? It's ridiculous.
I think you're just used to a different small map free movement.
No, I played Dragon Age. Dragon Age had a certain amount.
Even Dragon Age was small in comparison, though.
Well, it was huge. It kind of had. It was kind of a dungeon-y feel where you could go to one spot, then another spot, then
dungeon
another.
Crawler.
But you know, I played Rockstar games.
Honestly, no one.
GTA 5 is huge.
Knowing you for as long as I have, I would never have pictured you a Skyrim player just because the pacing is.
It is. It's like, if you see somebody going out in a hospital in a movie, and it's like, bing, and then it'll do a little deet. That's kind of what the action's like. It's just so much, it's so much fucking grinding, and then deet, you know.
Oh yeah, my god!
It's a lot of side quests. It's a lot of leveling. A lot of crafting.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of stuff like that.
I guess also I kind of pyramid out because I do skip that shit. I skip crafting, and then, you know, I kind of miss that aspect, and then miss another aspect, and
which,
then I kind of get...
in the long run, just makes certain battles way more frustrating because you're not up to the level.
Yeah, but, yeah, I only wear armor, I find.
That's one of those games I love just because I got super immersed in it, and it became almost like a zen thing.
Pete wears a Viking helmet as he plays that shit.
And a loincloth, what
else? It's like Witcher for me. I mean, the Witcher I play... You know, but it's just more action and there's more shit to do.
Well, Witcher is a better example.
And he's a badass.
That's a huge world.
Yeah, yeah. Clint, what do you think about Skyrim?
Nothing.
Am I wrong?
No. The game's not for everybody. I can definitely attest to that. Obviously, I don't feel the same way. I absolutely love this game. Now, I do get into a lot of the crafting and enchanting aspects of it, and I think it just, for me, it immerses me more into the gameplay. I mean, I can just get totally eaten up inside of a world. In fact, I remember when Oblivion first came out, the Elder Scrolls game before Skyrim, I had just lost my job right before it came out, which was probably a big mistake for me to pick that game up because I literally didn't do anything else for like 3 months.
Damn.
Yeah. I get that. It's super easy. Like, if you're into that kind of thing, you definitely get swallowed.
There are games I can think of that I got immersed in.
But that's, you know.
Wind Waker specifically is very zen for me to sail around. It's very nice.
I think Clint made a really good point, and I think that's why I like Gears of War so much, just because it had none of that shit. It was just like, here's a fucking chainsaw gun, bro. Yeah. Just fucking kill them motherfuckers.
I think it's a personality thing. Yeah. It's where's your happy
No,
place.
But that's kind of the thing, though, that gets me about Skyrim. I want to like it. I want to like the Elder Scrolls games, and I like big, broad games. I like Witcher. I liked Wind Waker.
You need a pacing. A different pacing.
Yeah, I guess I do.
Brian just described, like, sometimes
Black Flag
for me,
does
a slower pace is a nice thing. Sometimes you just want to jump over a wall with a chainsaw gun and just start mowing motherfuckers down.
I just think Black Flag does it for me more than Skyrim, you know?
You are a man of the seas.
Yeah,
I like the games that are more linear. Like, the open world stuff, I just get too overwhelmed by it, and, like, the whole world consumes me too much, and I'm just like, it's too much shit.
Yeah, it becomes, like, too overwhelming.
It's, like, tedious to me.
See, I'm not like that, though. That's why I wonder why this Skyrim, you know what? It's just too much dialoguing, too much.
It's a lot of lore.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of crafting your own storyline. Like, no two playthroughs are the same.
It's because you probably want to beat yourself up for playing it.
Yeah. and the lore, well, it's just, it's like the Lord of the Rings names. I can't. You know?
There's a lot of that.
Yeah, I
like that.
Like Bilbo Baggins or something?
Yeah. Well, no, that one specifically I know. But you know what I mean? Like, they'll be like, oh, well.
Legolas?
Isildur was over here. And I was like, I don't remember what fucking guy that was.
Yeah, when you get into all the Jarls and
the
Daedric princes and...
You're not even speaking English, Pete.
It may have taken me, like, I don't know, maybe 30 rewatchings of the Game of Thrones series to get the people's names down.
Oh,
like,
okay.
It's like the same kind of shit, but like I was like, who the fuck are all these people?
And when you get into like the dragons too.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Parthenax?
Yeah, I don't know about it.
Yeah, but also maybe you have to find your right type of character, you know, because you could play the game real stealth like, you know, with a rogue or something like that, or just, you know, have a all powerful wizard wizard or cleric type character.
That's who I tried. I was a wizard.
Clint, just run in there, warrior balls to the wall, kind of, yeah, you know, heavy hitter.
Clint, can I ask you, is there like a character in the game that's like a woman that's like a super sexy woman?
You can make your own.
Yeah, you make your own.
It's oh, a, well, that'd be Dan's character because he's a little prima donna, right? He'd be, maybe you should play with that.
It's funny that you still call me super sexy, though.
He like, clarified
he could,
that.
Yeah. He couldn't have made I'm still at 10. Thank you.
I don't
want
to. Someone please lift me up over this little rock. I don't want to fucking. I got to do it myself.
I don't like a world where it's too big. It's too scary. What are you out of your mind?
Well, Clint, what kind of character is your preferred?
I'm getting compliments
Skyrim?
All over the place. Mm-hmm. Pete sent me a nice tweet this or text this morning calling me beautiful. That was great.
A guy can't say nice things to his friends?
That made my day, Pete.
Hey, don't snatch up that comment, man. He said that was for me.
To me, it really depends on the scenario. In Skyrim, I'm all about the heavy hitting, you know, axe wielding warrior. When I played Skyrim, you know, I had a wizard that just specialized in destruction magic, but that was because I was going through all the Oblivion Gates and there's all these, you know, creatures with spell abilities and everything, and it was great to be able to keep things at a distance.
Right.
But Skyrim, when you've just got actual military factions, you know, you're getting in there face to face, you know.
Yeah, I played it the same way. You gonna pick up the remaster?
I really want to.
Yeah, I'm a little,
but I've bought way too many games in the past week or so. I got Battlefield 1, I got Gears of War 4, I just bought Forza Horizon 3.
It's been a hot month.
I was on the fence about Titanfall 2, but if I do buy anything that week, it's definitely going to be Skyrim. And the third episode of Telltale's Batman also comes out that week.
Oh, nice. I'm looking forward to that one as well.
What do you think about Telltale Batman? We're huge Batman fanatics over here, but Max says that the game's a little lackluster.
I just feel like there's not enough recognizable villains as of yet. And I'm not a big fan of always being Bruce Wayne.
It'd be cool if they did it like Telltale.
Yeah, they definitely didn't put you enough as Batman so far, but we're only in the second episode. You know, we could be further down the road where we spend more time as Batman.
I'm sorry, let me just cue up the Batman music.
I'm putting my faith in Telltale. Oh, here we go.
There we go. All right.
Well, yeah, I'm putting my faith in Telltale because I've liked every Telltale game I've played.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm hoping that, don't get me wrong, I like it a lot. It's just when they go, your options, you could go talk to the mayor as Batman, or you could go as Bruce Wayne and use your cunning. I'm like, let me be Batman. I'll scare this dude.
You don't want to kill a dark suit and kick some ass.
I'm straight. I threw him on some rebar.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I threw him in the rebar, too.
Yeah, how do you not?
I couldn't do it, man. I broke my leg
I was
recently.
Like, fuck you, you're going into the rebar.
Oof.
But I love the detective mode in that game.
Yeah, that's
you know great. When you were piecing together that crime scene in the first episode, I love being able to link the clues together and then get the scenario to actually play out so you can figure out what happened.
Yeah, that's a nice feature. I like the detective part.
Yeah, so I think there's some great elements to this one, and I think it has some potential if they really want to put the energy into it. Yeah. You know, they just got to start picking up the pace a little bit because, yeah, like you said, we're playing a little too much as Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, and I want some, like, the recognizable characters we have, I'm not big on their Penguin, and Two-Face isn't even Two-Face. I want some bad guys I can sink my teeth into, more than just the mob.
What's your favorite?
It's like,
Clint, do you play a lot
is,
of Telltale games?
Girlfriend?
Which
oh, thing? I love the Telltale games. I liked The Walking Dead. I'm about to continue The Wolf Among Us. I had only played through the first episode. I just recently played the Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm.
I played the Jurassic Park, which I believe just became recently backward compatible.
Yeah, that's an older one. Did you do Game of Thrones? Did you do Game of Thrones?
No, because honestly, I've only seen 2 episodes of the show.
Oh, you'd be lost on you.
And that, and I'm getting next, and the next one I planned on picking up was the Tales from the Borderlands.
Excellent.
100%. But I love those games. In fact, I actually know because I met her at a con and ended up having her on Geek Dig and everything. I know Melissa Hutchison, who was the voice actress of Clementine.
Oh, really?
In the Walking Dead game.
Nice.
Maybe you could hook
us up. And
then
she was also Toad Jr. in Beauty and the Wolf Among Us. She played Trixie Trotter in the Back to the Future. And she's sort of the golden child of Telltale.
Yeah, sounds like it.
We actually know a guy who works at Telltale as well, but he
Booch. Artist.
Yeah, Booch is an artist over there. We're going to have him on the show pretty recently.
Okay. It's rough. Was it, we had him on Paint It Black, but he's like, I can't really talk about anything.
Yeah, yeah, he's tight-lipped.
He was working on the Game of Thrones series at the time, and I had all sorts of questions that he could not answer.
Yeah. Well, it's like Area 51 over there.
Yeah, Melissa couldn't tell me anything about season 3 of Walking Dead. But then again, they were in the middle of working on the Michonne story, too. So there really wasn't much to tell.
That's true. They're still doing, like, I'm waiting for that next episode to come out. They've only done the two.
All right, so that was, I think we got a little off topic, which is fine. I don't care. I like geeking out, bro.
Shin DeBreeze.
I geeking out. But I got to tell everyone our question for next week.
Okay.
Okay, so I was on Twitter, and everyone was talking about Red Dead. Red Dead, what's it going to be? Is it going to be a prequel? Is it going to be a traditional sequel? What's it going to be? And I saw one guy say, MMO? Question mark? Which would have been cool. Maybe a little... Maybe.
Yeah, I'm not a big MMO guy.
That was whack as fuck.
So I had to start thinking, what game deserves an MMO? What intellectual property would you like to see have an MMO made about it?
Like what?
You know, Warcraft was a decent game that became, of course,
they should do like a bad guy
World
Gotham
Warcraft.
Version of that.
Yeah, well, they have the DC universe, which is lackluster at best.
No, I'm saying just a bad guy version of the Gotham. You have to fight Batman.
Oh, you can be bad guys in the DCU.
No, I'm saying just bad guys. You have to fucking just defeat Batman.
Just bad guys. No, I'm saying take the game they already have and cut it in fucking half,
fucking
Dan.
Batman. Bro, he's an army of fucking people, bro.
I gotta say, I was playing DC Universe Online, and I was playing with my brother, and we fly over to a town, and we're like, oh, what's that guy doing? Oh, you know, we're having fun, just slapping people around. We were pretty high level, and this guy turns around after my brother fucking hit him with something, and it was legit the Green Lantern, and he just smacked him into next week. Like, just smacked him across the world for even touching him. It was bonkers.
Hal Jordan.
Yeah, it was literally a giant hand and slapped him. I mean, like, slapped his face off. Digital face off.
Just so I'm clear, it's what gaming universe we think should have.
Sure, what do you think? Do you think Zelda deserves it? I mean, like, this is a tough question for me to throw out there, because there are plenty of games we love, like, let's say, Uncharted. But, you know, without the main protagonist, it kind of falls off. So I guess what you really want to look for, what I'm going to look for example, to get the best answer for me, is what kind of has the most lore and what...
Right, like how they just did the Star Trek and the Battlestar Galactica. And pre-existing properties with a lot of lore.
Right. Fable was going to possibly get one, maybe.
Like Tiger Woods Golf Man, you just try to beat that rap.
Yeah. Millions of golfers. Yeah.
Elder Scrolls has one, but yeah. I tried the Star Trek one recently, didn't really care for it, though.
Final Fantasy had one, I played it. It was pretty good.
Final Fantasy had 2 because they had 11.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, they did.
And
have
now,
two.
You know, and now 14 is still big.
Right. Imagine that would be a harder one to implement too. So I don't know much about Final Fantasy personally.
You know, but they have an established like moguls and
right. They got
shit
a world.
Like yeah,
to
yeah.
Kind
yeah.
of build off of. All right, I got ideas.
So that's the question of the week. That about wraps it up.
Hit it
for,
up on Twitter.
Yeah, hit it up on Twitter. We're VGX3 Radio on Twitter, and we're also VGX3 on Facebook. I really respond to the Twitter, but I will respond to the Facebook if I have to.
Clint, you back him into a corner.
Clint, you want to tell us where we can find your beautiful voice?
Sure. You can find us on the Geek Dig Podcast, which is at geekdigpod.com. The Green Up Podcast is at greenuppodcast.com. Ridiculous Ramblings is at ridiculouscast.com. And Horrible Gamers, you can actually find at _horriblegamers on Twitter. I don't think we have a webpage.
Yeah, well, that's like us.
Yeah, but all of the podcasts you can find on iTunes and Stitcher. And then, like I said, you can always hit me up on Xbox Live at Vengeful Jedi.
Vengeful Jedi, all one word?
Yeah. And that's also my Twitter handle.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. I basically tweet off our VGX3 radio Twitter handle. I do have one, Rise Like Phoenix, as well, but I kind of just play Twitter games and shit on that. So thank you, Clint, for being on. You were awesome.
Yeah, thanks,
very man. Knowledgeable. It's fucking awesome.
Hey, video games are my thing. I appreciate you guys having me on, too. This was awesome.
Cool. Cool, brother. You know, anytime you want to come on, anytime that you have... What we have sometimes, what we find is that people who love talking about a certain game, like if your favorite game's coming out and you want to talk about it, just hit us up and you can come back anytime and talk about it, because I know sometimes I'm bursting at the seams to talk about a game and nobody else is interested, but these two, you know?
Sounds good.
That's just Giant Shot getting punchy.
His roommate just made the most wicked sound in Halloween life.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Well, thank you, Clint, for being on the show. Thank you, fellas, for joining me as always. And thank you, everyone else. Thanks for playing.